Last week was called Show Us the Father, you know, about Philip and Jesus' conversation. And I'm having a hard time getting over this one. It's a process. As he shows himself to us, we're able to let go of our ego. We're able to let go of all the things that we carry to protect ourselves. There's this one mollusk, it's kind of a deep water mollusk, and it's interesting because it finds dead seashells and welds them to itself. So you see this shell and it's got all these different shells welded to it, spiraling around. And we're like that. We grab a hold of things and armor ourselves with them. But we're going through the process of tearing off the onion skins to get to the tender parts. And it's a joy, isn't it? Keep that in your mind, that it's a joy. So we're familiar with this text in, 6 through 10. But I want to scroll down just a little bit farther. Jesus down in 15 is talking about the Holy Spirit being given. And down at verse 20 he says, "On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." I don't know how to depict this, but it's wonderful. We're still not realizing this truth. That he's in the Father, and we're in him, and he's in us. We still feel distant at times. And then he says, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." The work of the Spirit in our lives is to bring us to the point where we're obedient. We talked about that process of sanctification. You know that the Spirit is reminding us of everything Jesus said. So he's actively at work in us. And as we surrender to that, and I think that's probably the key, as we surrender to that, he's going to reveal himself to us in a greater and greater way. Now, the work of surrender, that's kind of a two-pronged work. I mean, first of all, he has to bring us to the point where we're even willing to surrender. And he has to give us the power to surrender. So we can't do it in our own efforts. It's totally a work of grace. But what does he need? He needs a heart willing. And that's a work of grace too. It's all about him. I think we can help the process just by coming before him and telling him we're willing. We want to see the Father. We want to be led by the Spirit, but it's a willingness too. We must have that heart to be led, you know, to follow. I raise Pekingese, and they're little dogs, but they are very strong-willed. I can lead them, but they aren't necessarily going to follow. And so we are. Well, I think there's a few things that are self-evident. And I'm just going to lay these out. And I think they're pretty obvious, but maybe we just need reminding. We trust him, right? He is involved in everything. God is involved in every aspect of our lives. He's involved in everything that goes on in this world. These are areas where we see him. And we have faith. We know that he loves us. John 3 says that knowing that, well, maybe we ought to look that up. Yeah, let's do that. I don't want to butcher that. 1 John 3, first verse, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And then down in verse 3 it says, dear friends, now that we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. This is relating again to the willing surrender of every aspect of our lives. And in that process, we will see him more and more. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians 13 that says, talks about we're seeing as in a mirror, and we don't really see things too clearly. But when he appears, how does that verse go? I forget. It's like in verse 9, we know in part, we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, hopefully I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. This is beautiful. He loves us. Knowing these things, that he's involved in everything, and how much the Father loves us, and that we're in him and he's in us, there's a rest. There's a rest produced when we really know that. He's actively at work in us to create his nature, his attributes, his life. The power that raised Christ from the dead is in us to create the life of Christ perfectly, exactly like Christ. We're not stepbrothers and stepsisters. We're brothers and sisters. Same nature. Amen. And if you want to read on your own that area in Hebrews 4, it talks about rest. It's so beautiful. Take a deep breath and let it out slowly. Just rest. the work has been done. Well, we don't see it yet. We're looking for Jesus, and we don't see the work complete in us. He's involved in everything, and he loves us. What is the one characteristic of the scenes depicted in Revelation, the scenes around the throne? What's one word you could say about all of those scenes?
They all have worship.
Worship. Exactly. So they're seeing the Lamb on the throne, and all those people can do is worship. I want the same in my life. As we see him, there's going to be a greater and greater worship. And I believe we can enter into that by faith. Let's start the worship now. And it's kind of a weird deal. When you're in the throne room, all you can do is worship. And when you worship, you enter the throne room. And finally, brethren, the joy. The joy that is spoken about. You know, so many scriptures talk about ask. I mean, let your requests be made known to God with thanksgiving. There's a joy that he wants in our hearts. The people that know the Lord should be absolutely the most thankful people on earth. Thankful for everything that happens. Because we don't understand what end those things are going to serve. You know? I have no idea. And we don't need to know. Because we know our Father loves us. So we surrender to every bit of work that he's doing in our hearts. We give thanksgiving for everything that's going on in our lives. Even the things that just freak us out and get us to the wit's end. You know, a lot of it is stuff we've buried. I know that personally because there's certain situations that can happen that bring up something that is just beyond my control. And I've been before the Lord over this, and I want to see him in that area of my heart. I don't want to hold that back from him. I can't label it. I can't say, well, you know, X marks a spot. Here's where that thing is. But we just continually come before him with thanksgiving. We want to see him more. And we will. That's the beautiful part about it. We are and we will. No worries, right? Okay. Yes.
I believe the Spirit is working to replace a striving we've had, we being the Christian community, family on the earth, a kind of a religious striving of to get God to move. We tend to be problem solvers, and we have plenty of problems to solve. We spend a lifetime trying to resolve our problems. And with the awareness of being Christians, we take a step and say, okay, I realize it's beyond my control. I'll bring God into the picture, and between the two of us, we'll get it all worked out. And that's all right. And that there's a level of faith that operates with that. But there is a greater level of faith being revealed this morning, where we're not on that level of striving with our human nature and problems, but it's a level of faith for him to appear, the hunger to see the Lord. And I believe that we're going to see so much more happen with Christ just coming forth, seeing the Lord, than all the efforts we put in trying to make things different and take care of all our problems. There's going to be a level of peace. I think this is what Jesus was speaking of when he said, my burden is easy and light. Come to me, drink of me. We don't have to carry the world on our shoulders. I'm going to go back to the same scriptures you read. And here's where we are, right? Beloved, 1 John 3:2, we are children of God. Everyone here believe that?
Yes.
We are children of God. But also, it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. There's the dilemma. By faith, we know we belong to God. We look in the mirror and we don't see him. We know that when he appears, we will be like him. We shall see him just as he is. That whole transformation we're believing for is what? When he appears. So where does our faith need to be? We don't need to wrestle and strive and, you know, fight this and fight that. Just that faith in Jesus Christ come forth, appear. When we're going through difficulties, I know my thoughts generally come into, Lord, help me out with this, instead of, Lord, I just need to see you. Well, how is that relevant, seeing the Lord, to what my battle is? Well, when I see the Lord, there'll be a transformation, and that battle won't be the same, or it won't be there. I think it's a higher level of faith without all the anxiety and a lot of the pressures we've carried with us. It's a level of faith where we're going to be able to have peace and rest in him. Lord, bring it forth. Let that be the cry from your family today on the earth. Beyond resolving problems, let there be that cry, Jesus, appear. Because when you appear, that's when we change.
Yes.
And that's when we see you as you are. Amen. Excellent.
Amen. That's beautiful. That reminded me of something that I heard this morning. I think there's two kinds of situations with where the Lord is at. We think he's not in some of the situations, and we want to put him, want God to get in that situation. God's already there. He was already in the situation. The other kind is the ones we lock him out of, you know, the areas of our heart that we lock him out of. He's not going to invade that. He's waiting for us because he loves us. He's not going to try and control us like little mechanical things. So, yeah, we rest. We rest. It's been done. We are children of God. And we can rejoice for that. You know, not everything's perfect that we see. It doesn't matter. He is perfect.
It's the day of his appearing.
Yes.
That's our joy. That's the ministry on planet Earth right now. His people to be a priesthood unto him, to worship him, because he is appearing. His spirit is flowing, coming forth.
And amen.
It's beyond organization. It's beyond this group or that group. It's beyond just trying to get our little structure down, apostles, prophets, and this, that, and the other. It's a cry of faith from the worship. Jesus Christ appeared to this planet, appeared to people's lives. And that anointing is growing stronger. Revelation will prevail and is prevailing over deception. Revelation will prevail over the restraints and limitations we have on our own human thinking. The veil is coming off, like Paul talked about. The veil that lies over people's minds. The people will see who the Lord is. Lord, we welcome this day.
Yes.
This is, we herald it. We, yes. Our faith, we're drawing it forth. Amen. Let's stand.
Amen.
Amen. There's so much emphasis in the church of his second coming. And you know, it's right, but I think too much of it's put off on when he physically appears.
Well, he knows when that's going to happen, but I think the faith he's trying to energize right now is his appearing within his people, his appearing by revelation as Lord of Lords, King of Kings. So Lord, we just open our heart to this awareness that's coming. Again, we can do nothing, but as it says in the Word, you've given us a new heart. It's all by the work of your Spirit and your grace. Open our eyes to see you. Open the eyes of your people, Lord. This planet, people are looking all different directions, but you are greater than the confusion that's in our minds. Appear. Manifest who you are, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, let us see that we are truly in you and you are truly in
yes.
us.
Yes.
Yes. And Lord, we ask that you invade all areas of our lives, expose it for what it is, and change it to what you want it to be.
May the Spirit of the living Christ so make real to us the calling and the choosing of His hand upon each life that's here. May that be so real to each person that we can say, like the Scriptures, we have come to know and believe in the love that God has for me. And we seal that to our spirits that it becomes so real to us. We call upon the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that ever liveth to make intercession for us, the eternal Spirit of Christ Jesus, to fill us to overflowing, that we truly might be those people you speak of in your word, a holy, righteous people, mature sons of God.
One another.